So we can be working on these.
The Wisconsin Waters 2020 convention was supposed to fill a conference center in Stevens Point with dozens of speakers engaging on every topic related to lakes and rivers. Instead...
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
All right.
The organization pulled off a massive pivot due to COVID-19 last week, moving the entire convention to online presentations, attended virtually by hundreds of people across the state.
You know, there's that old adage for nervous speakers, and I'm often one of those, where they tell you to imagine your audience in their underwear, and that might actually be the case for some of you out there.
Peter David started with a joke, but his presentation was on a serious topic. Climate change is a major factor in the disappearance of wild rice across Wisconsin. Wild rice holds a central role in indigenous cultural life, especially for Ojibwe tribes. David is a wildlife biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, or GLIFWIC.
It turns out that as food, this is extraordinary stuff. This has had more overall nutrition than any other single food that was available to the native diet. And so it played a critical role in tribal life, literally from birth to death.
But with climate change expected to cause more severe weather, changing temperatures, and variable water levels, experts say wild rice, which grows on lakes and rivers, is likely the traditional tribal resource most in danger.
We're having a loss at an appreciable rate. I mean, in my, you know, in the last 10 years, I can point to 5 or 6 beds in Wisconsin. That probably account for 5 or 6% of the rice that have disappeared.
Wild rice is just one of the resources on a menu developed in part by Rob Kroll. He's a policy analyst with GLIFWIC.
My name is Rob Kroll.
Kroll's menu doesn't only reference food like wild rice. It's called the Tribal Climate Adaptation Menu, a resource for planning using indigenous knowledge in the face of climate change.
Species will migrate out of the area or disappear, which means a loss of traditional foods, a loss of traditional activities, and existential threats to culture.
Species will migrate or disappear from their traditional territory in northern Wisconsin because northern Wisconsin, by mid-century, is projected to look like southern Wisconsin in terms of climate. That prediction is part of an incredible tool developed by the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, says Jason Granberg, a DNR conservation biologist.
In the coming decades, Wisconsin's going to have changes in its precipitation and temperature, and then it's going to start to resemble other states that are nearby. These are known as climate analogs. If we know what species are found in these other climate analogs, then we can select them and for our analysis, because they may colonize Wisconsin in the future.
In the median projection, northern Wisconsin will look like southern Wisconsin. Southern Wisconsin will look like Illinois, Missouri, and even Kansas and Virginia. That's a concern, for one, for the survival of cold water lake fish in the state. Cisco, for example, are already struggling in many places as the climate warms, says the DNR's Madeline McGee.
In addition to just decreases in lakes that have cisco, the lakes that still have cisco have also seen a pretty remarkable decrease in populations.
Cisco rely on plenty of oxygen in cool waters. Climate change tends to warm the water, and more precipitation causes more runoff, sending more phosphorus into lakes and eventually depleting oxygen.
What we're worried about with climate change, though, is as we increase air temperatures and as we have increased precipitation events, the number of times that we have these fish kill events will actually increase.
McGee is even worried about extirpations, or local extinctions, of some species. That attitude puts her in the same mindset of many naturalists and scientists at this virtual convention. As they watched their screens, maybe in their underwear, they were preparing to watch Wisconsin change around them.
Things are changing here in a big way on the landscape.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.